God. Why don't we switch over here a little bit, and we're going to talk to Dave Riley here, who of course did a by now infamous clip. I don't know if this is the only source. I think there's more sources. 127,000 views. Very good question here. Sodomy is not a family value. The anus is not a sex organ. Sexual liberation is political.
Funny. It's true. Hilarious.
It's funny because it's true, yeah. Right?
Just his delivery. Like, he just doesn't care, and he's just he's brave, and he's calm, and he's confident. I like that.
That's
he
right.
just asks it.
Let's bring it in here. Hey, Dave, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, you come through loud and clear. How's it going today?
Fantastic. It's a beautiful day today. Sunny skies. It's a little chilly.
Yeah,
and we're winning the culture war.
You got that right.
I have to ask, have you been feeling the love since your famous clip got out there?
This is ridiculous. I'm literally up 4,000 followers on Twitter. I haven't used my Twitter for like 5 years, and then all of a sudden it's just like, bah, boom.
Nice.
Everybody's honing in on this, and there's this coalescence that's kind of happening on the right among even just the people that have been asking the question. I'll see somebody ask a question to Steven Crowder last night, and the next thing I know, I'm actually DMing with a guy on Twitter. And so there's this kind of camaraderie that's happening. There's an insurgency. There's a rising feeling, kind of like we had in 2016, but it's a little bit different than that. And it's really, really exciting to be a part of.
Let's just look at the clip down for those who were under a rock and missed it. Here we go, guys.
Because of Michael Jones' groundbreaking work, we now understand that sexual liberation is political control. It's a form of political control. And you have multiple times advocated on behalf of accepting homosexuality, accepting homosexual acts as normative in the conservative movement. How does anal sex help us win the culture war?
I'm going to let the gay man answer.
Wait a minute. So can I ask you a question? Can you have the balls to ask the gay man on the stage that question and don't refer to him?
I did.
So ask me that question. I will answer you that question. I'm going to ask you, you already asked the question, so I'm going to answer that question. I'm going to ask you that question. This is America. This is the greatest nation in the world. We realize that America is great because we have Western values. We realize that gays and lesbians are able to contribute to American society in the same way that everybody else is. And let me tell you.
That was not the point.
You continue doing that, okay, you realize that we are here. We are able to do everything. And let me tell you something as well.
Okay.
I served in the military, right? I served 5 years. I did an Iraq tour. What's up?
How does homosexual sex help us win the culture war?
Who said homosexual sex helps you win the culture war?
That's the question that I'm asking. Why are you promoting it?
Well, it's a BS question, and you know it is. It's not a good faith question.
I'm not gonna be honest. Rob, like, honestly, I don't care what two consenting adults do. So that's
you should, yeah, exactly.
And, and your hyper focus on it is kind of weird. Thanks for being
you
here.
seem to be really interested in gay sex.
Then it's all right. Now it's like, oh, you're just repressed,
right?
And this is where it falls apart. I thought that being gay was a good thing. I thought that this was like the highest pinnacle of virtue that you could have in America is to be a gay person. And he's using it to, like, you know, try to belittle me or be like, oh, well, aren't you bad because you're gay? Well, wait a second. This is completely incoherent. It's inconsistent.
Yeah.
And that was a real question. That is still a very real question.
Yeah.
And it's a question that we are going to have to continue asking Conservative Inc. over and over again until they figure out the truth of the matter.
Exactly. And I love how Charlie Kirk's like, what are you talking about, when he's always talking about my gay friend here, my best friend is gay, and this guy is gay, and this guy is gay. It's very important to him because he keeps mentioning everyone around him that is gay all the time.
Yeah, he's lifting that out. Like, hey, look, we are better. Or is this idea too, right? If let's assume there was an agenda normalizing this. If there was a, you know, by the left or, you know, the enemies of what these people come to be fighting, then their strategy seems to, like, jump into whatever behavior that is that they've been pushing over a few decades and say, haha, we beat you to it. They're like, we gotcha, right? But
we're more gay than
you. The lefties, the progressives, are going to be like, Oh, okay. They just walked right into that. Okay, great. Well, we made that one. Then let's move ahead to the next target kind of thing.
Right? But the important thing is things are falling apart in TPUSA after this, right? There's people who are resigning. What do you know about it?
So first of all, we have this guy, Jaden McNeil from Kansas. He was a president of the TPUSA counselor or some small group in Kansas. And, I'm not trying to, this isn't about me, okay? This is not about me, but my question put at the forefront here that Turning Point USA is diametrically opposed to Christian values, and it is not a conservative organization. This guy, Jaden McNeil, is no longer able to support a leftist organization, which is what TPUSA is, and he has resigned. He wrote like a 3 or 4 page letter. He put it on Twitter. And he's getting out of there. That's God bless him for it. And more people need to stand up for this, because if we can break this taboo, if we can begin to really speak our minds and have a serious discussion in America, we wouldn't be allowing people like Charlie Kirk and Rob Smith to, take conservatism or whatever that means and subvert it. I think that this is a real watershed moment. Because it reframes the debate and it puts it back into a religious matrix, which is where it needs to be for us to win.
Yeah, I mean, what I don't understand is, I think most of the people in TPUSA and kind of those orbiting organizations and people that are attracted to that, the MAGA movement and all that, I think most of them claim at least to be Christian, don't they?
They don't behave like it, though.
No, they don't behave like it. I think that, the whole TPUSA thing came about in what, 2015, 2016, riding on the back of this America First nationalism, this resurgence of patriotism in America. And these guys came in to co-opt this energy from the youth and to divert it in this very kosher direction. And they are just absolutely destroying conservatism. I mean, it's completely dead at this point, and all we're doing is exposing it. And it's really, really nice. So, very cozy.
No, it's great. It's been great seeing this, and also that the debate is reframing. And one of these tenets, of course, is that, it's always Israel support, no matter what, no matter how detrimental the policies are that Israel represents or what they've done to America historically. We saw USS Liberty being brought up, the aid to Israel that they get more aid than like continents do combined, yeah. That America gives and things like that. And in many cases, too, that there are other detrimental things. I forget who mentioned that, but it was a direct question. If there's a policy that is beneficial to America and to the citizens of America, but it's detrimental to Israel, is that a good thing? Yes or no, right? And Kirk couldn't even answer that, right? So it's like, no. I always felt that it's the new upcoming guard of the GOP and the conservative movement in America that they're trying to form and shape here. And a sacred cow part of that is Israel on one hand, and then what also seems to be the LGBTQ agenda weaved into that as well. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's all put together here. I mean, we've got Charlie Kirk promoting usury. We've got him promoting sodomy. And we've got him promoting a foreign power first over America. I mean, this is the exact opposite of everything that America First stands for, and the people are not taking it anymore. They're standing up to these bullies and these cultural subverters. It's become painfully obvious that there is no organization in America that can speak up for the American people at all. And I think that people were able to write off Donald Trump's foreign policy towards the beginning as well. Okay, we'll leave this concession. That's fine. But please give us our wall. Please give us our immigration policy. Please hold the line on these cultural Christian issues that we're seeing just completely deteriorating right before our eyes with the transgender story hours. I mean, come on. Yeah. Did I just see an article about some transgender guy flashing his genitals?
Yeah, it
at
really
these
happened.
Children. I mean, yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. And I think it's actually really funny. I just sent this to you in your messages. We didn't get a chance to do this in show.
Oh, the memes coming out are hilarious right now.
it's happened. I'm getting notifications every second on my phone. I can hear it buzzing. But we've got this guy, Greg Price from The Daily Caller, right? He's the social media guy of The Daily Caller who tweeted, "Gay conservatives are a great and key to fighting back against the leftist LGBT insanity. It's like, okay. And then we dig a little deeper and we find the real story here that, he just went on Birthright. And it's Eastern Standard Time, people. Come on.
which is funny because in Israel, gay marriage is actually not legal.
Right, because they know that it is not in the interest of the country to allow sexual subversion like this to proliferate, because this is not something that just stays in the bedroom. This is something that takes over and erodes and corrodes the entire culture.
Yeah.
And we all know this.
And I saw, actually, even a tie into China, it's not to go off on a tangent here, but it's to show and demonstrate that there are still... this used to be a security risk back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, right? Maybe even a little bit into the 80s for America, because if you had people that were engaged in this, they could be compromised. There were things that could happen, of course. But that's still an issue. I saw that, you know, all of these Chinese companies that are buying up a lot of, websites and game developers and all that kind of stuff. I think it was a Chinese company owns like TikTok now, and America had to release information where they said... TikTok, but what is that? There's some a Grindr. That's right. That's what it was called. And that is essentially could be a security risk. It was Americans that said if there are politicians or military personnel involved like on that app, that could be a potential security breach or problem for the military. Right. So you still have that kind of interface of like you can't just have all this thrown around and think that there's nothing to it. There's, especially if there's people that are trying to hide that, and there is a foreign company that, or a country that has information about who's on there and doing what, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And this is one of the best ways to point out how sexual liberation can be used as a form of political control. Because if, you know, we're all on these platforms, Facebook, Twitter, and these people have access to every DM you've ever sent, every dick pic you've ever tweeted. I mean, these people have everything. I mean, Anthony Weiner is going to be nothing in 20 years when kids that grew up with the internet are running for office. And this is exactly what's going to happen. Some foreign power will come up and say, do you remember sending this to your girlfriend in middle school? Mm-hmm. And you're done. You're done. Now you are going to be a tool for the oligarchs. And this is it. I mean, it's oof.
The other important thing coming out is exposing, you know, Conservative Inc. on their utter hypocrisy regarding free speech and censorship and turning the other back. What do you think about that? Because that's another big reason why people are resigning there from TPUSA.
Absolutely. Well, we saw you guys, unfortunately, get deplatformed last week, right? That sucks. A lot of my friends watch your shows. I watch your shows. Very entertaining. Lots of great information. I know Dr. E. Michael Jones is actually citing Heinrich's video about Greta in our upcoming magazine. That'll be out, by the way, tomorrow on culturewars.com. I mean, this is preposterous. As Dr. Jones has said multiple times, the repression of speech is what leads to people going out and picking up a gun because they believe that the time for discussion is over. And we are over here saying, no, now is exactly the time to have a discussion. Right now, more than ever, we need this free speech. We need open platforms. We need to stop banning people. And Nick Fuentes is on the chopping block right now. He's a friend of mine. He's a good guy. He's a Catholic. He understands what's going on in the culture war. And we need voices like this, voices of reason, to be able to, to talk about this. Yeah, there's the tweet
there. The
Zionist Organization of America trying to get rid of
it's unbelievable.
Nick Fuentes.
Yep.
This is stupid.
It's unbelievable.
This is stupid because now I actually just saw something come out about how the deplatforming of Milo and Gavin. Oh, well, that's how Nick Fuentes came about. Without them being deplatformed, no one would know who Nick Fuentes is. I don't think that there's any truth to that, but there is a vacuum that is being created and there are less and less places to go out and get content. And thank God Nick Fuentes is still online. Thank God Dr. Jones is still online because you can get good Catholic content from these kinds of people. And I think that it's moving America in a good direction here, but this is not, this is the cunning of reason. This is the oligarchs seeking out to do something to repress speech, to repress freedom, and it all coming back in their face and blowing up, just like what's happened with Charlie Kirk and TPUSA.
Yeah, and they do it all in the name of the crying racism and, oh, you white supremacists and you anti-Semites. And they never actually accept challenges to debate. I saw Patrick, he challenged him and Fuentes challenged
him. Patrick Casey, another great guy.
They just won't do it because they know that ultimately they're on the losing side. I mean,
this is Rob. What's his name again? Rob something. I don't have his name in front of me. I didn't know who the guy was until I saw him sitting on stage. And after I asked my question, I checked Twitter and he's saying, some white supremacist neo-Nazi was asking me, excuse me, I was asking about anal sex. Okay. I don't care about what your skin color is, dude. Where are you putting your penis? Okay. This is the problem. This is actually a problem. This is a problem that we need to deal with in America. There's no question about it.
And also, let's be clear about, why now Nick is being targeted like this and by whom and why, right? Because he's managed to rally an interest, a cause around the issue of bringing up the double standards to many of these new conservatives, if we even can call them that. But you guys remember, Hunter Avalon, right, doing videos about and seminars, but no one is being censored and... Even had his own YouTube channel shut down, I think, for some time. And his Twitter was gone. Or, it's like stuff like that happens to them. They can't still recognize. Oh, we don't play the victim, you see. It's almost like... So when it comes to Nick, he's obviously managed to get a lot of young guys going to these events and inserting some very painful questions, highlighting these double standards. Why all the support for Israel when their behavior, of course, you would never accept if America did it, for example. Very poignant questions. And it's been smear and attacks across the board. He's a Holocaust denier. He's a white supremacist. It's as many bad words as possible that they can fling at Nick and many others. And even yourself, of course, they're attacking now. But Benny Johnson, I saw, was attacking you. Like, this is disgusting. What will say he said? Let me see if I can pull it up.
I can't even, but he wound up sourcing a fake article. Does he not know this? Yeah. Anita Bloom doesn't exist. She's not a real person. It's all fake. Oh my God.
Here's the tweet. Here's the tweet from Benny Johnson, another, I guess, higher up in TPUSA. But again, it's like the culture war then is obviously about all the things that the left and the progressives have managed to kind of insert into our culture. And that entails these kinds of things of making that, kind of a normative thing for them. And again, you put your finger on a very important point, and that's how, as you said, E. Michael Jones has pointed this out too. His research shows that if you are a slave to your vices, you're very easily controlled. It's for manipulation purposes that pornography, other kinds of degeneracy have been seeped into our culture. And again, look at how much free porn there is on the internet, for example, right? That's for a reason.
It's like the only thing that is free.
And flu shots.
Flu shots too, yes.
You know, I wonder what Kirk...
Do you have a comment on that, Dave, in terms of the controlling of these people that go in that direction? Slaves to their vices?
Oh, well, I mean, this whole thing is about control. They want you to be a sex robot. They want you to be a wage slave. They want you to come home and watch The King of Queens every single night and never to think about anything. They want you to watch football and identify with the tribalism of the New England Patriots instead of identifying yourself with your people or with your religion or with anything that's actually productive. I mean, this whole thing is a diversion. Away from doing anything productive. And when you become a slave to your passions, everything goes completely haywire. And this is exactly why we need a moralizing force on society today, the Catholic Church.
The other thing that bothers me is when, Kirk's up there and he's saying, well, what happens between two consenting adults? Wait a minute, back it up. Because this stuff is being pushed, as you said earlier, by adults on children now in schools.
My God, yes.
They're showing pictures of anal sex and all kinds of, just degenerate forms of...
How about James Younger? How about having your balls chemically castrated by your psycho mother?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a problem. I mean,
it's all a product
anybody
of
that
it.
Isn't up in arms about where we are as a society. My God, how far have we gone? I'm sorry, I'm getting very passionate here, but it is crazy that we should even be talking about this right now. far. I remember when Dawson's Creek aired the very first gay kiss and everybody was flipping out about it. This is what, 1995, 96. Everybody's flipping out about it. Now, today, someone gets their penis cut off and nobody bats an eye.
It's amazing.
It's celebrated. It's actually better if you do that. You're more brave. It's stunning and brave if you do that. promoted to kids.
Because these people are so warped and so twisted and degenerate that when you say something that is true, it reflects upon them and it accuses them of the evil that they are doing. And they can't stand that. So they have to silence you. They have to shut you down because they are ultimately ashamed of what they're doing.
Interesting. Yeah. Here's both. Interesting. Michael Knowles was attacking, you know, Greta Thunberg, you know, that famous Fox clips, by the way. This is Lady MAGA, right? Both Charlie Kirk, but here is Michael Knowles. And it was interesting because he said, well, she has mental problems and issues, right? But then he can go and line up and be perfectly fine with another kind of delusion, right? Thinking that you're something that you actually are not, or whatever the reason behind this is, right? Did you guys have actually even see? Let me just play this too, so we can get an idea of Lady.
Oh my God.
The MAGA grifters, right?
And what they're involved. Wash your brain after this.
Look at this here. Oh, volume. Here we go.
Drag queen. I'm Lady MAGA. I'm here to tell you, I love America. I'm a drag queen. I'm Lady MAGA. And I support Trump and Melania. Oh my gosh, I'm a drabulous. I'm Lady MAGA.
No, you're not.
I'm here to fight the leftist agenda.
Nice.
Yeah. No, you're not.
I'm owning the libs right now.
First, America. First.
Gotcha. First. We gotcha with this one, you know?
Great again. Oh my gosh,
you
guys, for real.
Yeah. Anyway, you
have the name of the guy with the eyedropper with bleach in it. I mean, that's
yeah, exactly. Oh my God.
Yeah, they'll just take anyone who wears a MAGA hat, apparently. They just say, I'm MAGA. And like, okay, come on in. It doesn't even matter.
They're going to get more votes because of this. They're not going to get more votes because of this. Remember, 2 weeks ago, they're calling Charlie Kirk a Nazi, for God's sake.
That's right.
Yeah. Hello. Wake up.
The point is, it's a dying party. Well, because of demographics, of course, but it's a dying party. And what they have to realize and what they're really upset about right now is that they're not the future. The kinds of kids that are going and asking these people questions and people like you asking these hard questions, that is the future of the right in America. Would you agree?
I think so. I think that this is the way forward. I think that there's this, like I said, this coalescence happening right now in American politics. And I mean, my opinion here, because I've seen a lot of this kind of stuff over the past 3 years, I've been laying quietly waiting to strike, I guess. And I really think that if we can reframe the discussion in this kind of a religious context, I mean, the Catholic Church, for example, Catechism number 2357, under no circumstances can homosexual acts be approved. Okay, that's my religion. You can't change it. Sorry. Let's go here. You know what I mean? Let's hit these people where it hurts, and let's expose the failure of conservative ink, and let's take it down, man. Let's burn it to the ground. We need a total revolution of thought in America, and we need a new party or something. I mean, this is getting crazy.
But Jillian is here to save TPSA. Your newest TPSA ambassador, Jillian Alexis.
Yeah, who is this? Well, I have no idea. Was she on The Bachelor or something?
Yeah. Oh man, they just get these like D-list people.
Oh man,
tell you.
But I want to talk about Gorka a little bit too, because he's another
sellout grifter.
I mean, think about it too, because I remember Gorka. We made a video about it early in the process. After, you know, he was part of Trump and advisor and stuff like that, and it was like, whoa, like the liberals are crazy. They're calling him a Nazi and a racist and all these things, right? And there was no direct proof of that. It was all like kind of conjecture on the back end or whatever. But then these boomers like Gorka thinks that he can just turn around and fling the term against other people the way that other people fling the term on him, and think that he's going to somehow win this. But he actually went on to essentially become a pro-censorship advocate, that Fuentes and I guess everyone else, all the Groypers, everyone should be removed.
They're evil Holocaust deniers and racists and supremacists, and they should be removed.
Yeah.
Did you see the clip of him yesterday? He was doing his radio show and somebody had called in. I don't even know what he was asking about, but he doesn't let the caller finish. And he immediately says, do you believe in the Holocaust? Do you believe in the Holocaust? I don't think you do believe in the Holocaust. Get off my show. Drop the caller right now. And then he goes on this. Yeah, I think that's it.
Let's see if that's it. Let's play it. Let's see.
Jeez, man. Like, that's his issue, huh?
I'm a huge fan of your appearances on the Tucker Carlson show. And I just have a quick question. On one of your tweets I'm reading right here, you say that People who are pro-censorship are afraid, especially on social media. So my question to you is, Mr. Gorka, are you afraid?
Can you read that tweet to me? What's the date?
I'd be happy. Well, let me ask you this: Why?
So get to the point. Why are you really calling? Why are you really calling? Who are you calling about?
Why are you pro-censoring? Why are you pro? My question is: Are you afraid of the ideas of Nick Fuentes?
No, I'm disgusted by Nick Fuentes' ideas because he's an anti-Semite.
Why are you advocating for censorship when you say that when people advocate for censorship, it's for the reason that they are afraid? So, sir, are you afraid of...
No, I never said... Stop talking. I never said censor him. I said, why the hell does he have blue checkmark verified status from Jack Dorsey?
You do want to deplatform his verified status.
I want him not to be recognized as a verified individual. Sorry?
Deplatformed?
No, verified. Can you listen and can you read English? I said, how is he verified?
All right, it goes on from there. But
that's not the one, but there's
right.
one. It might be later in that call. And he hangs up on the guy and it's like, since when was a Twitter verification an endorsement of what the person has to say? I thought that it was just about proving your identity, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it used to be, but Frank, I think it was actually Richard Spencer, the debacle around him. And I remember there was such pressure on Jack Dorsey and others that they actually ended up unverifying him again. And then it was like a shift. It was like now a blue checkmark is an endorsement of the person and their ideas. It's insanity.
But hold up here. Gorka was calling for him to be removed from Twitter because read the tweet. He says, this person is evil. How is Holocaust denier Nick Fuentes still on Twitter verified? So he wants him off Twitter. And it's just funny because then with Chris Manahan, he posts a little screenshot of Gorka saying, this is his hypocrisy here, you know?
Can't defend our arguments, just censor and ban us. Sound familiar, right? And then they only censor if they're worried. They can't beat you politically, so they try to censor us instead, right? And then he goes on and calls for the full-on deplatforming of Nick Fuentes.
And just using the Holocaust as a cover, as a weapon.
Yeah. Let me see here.
This is what happens when society has completely rejected all of the old norms of being here. I mean, we've traded in one H word for another H word. We've traded in heresy for hate speech. And so, this is it. This is what's going to happen here.
I mean,
it's unbelievable. And of course, there's this idea that like Ashley St. Clair, who's photographed next to Nick Fuentes and gets deleted by TPUSA, she's thrown out. And, this is like Jesus Christ sitting down with Mary Magdalene. Is he contaminated for eating with a whore?
Exactly.
Is Ashley St. Clair contaminated for being in the same room as Nick Fuentes?
I guess so.
Really? Really? Well, if this is the case, then I think that it's time for Ben Shapiro to be fired because Ben Shapiro radicalized me.
Yeah, well, should we play that
clip? He was on my show too, so he radicalized me also.
That's right.
Yes, Ben Shapiro radicalized me. It's time for the Daily Caller to fire Ben Shapiro. This is unbelievable.
Have you read some of his good old stuff from I think it was creator.com about the Palestinians, about his views? Have you read some of that?
Calling for genocide and murder? Yeah.
This is what happens when you reject Logos. You know no limit at all. And he is Romans 1:22-32. This guy is like a murderer. He is promoting every single vice, and he is promoting the use of force and violence to silence his opponents. And they can't take it back. It's bloody instructions.
Should we listen to this clip here, about a minute long?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
So, Ben, I think most people would agree with me that economics are downstream of politics. It's my opinion that politics is downstream from religion. Do you think that America is finally ready for an honest dialogue on religion and what political systems come from it?
So I missed what kind of religion you're talking about, sorry.
I'm saying in general.
Religious revival? Yes, I think that I think that this isn't me. This is Alexis de Tocqueville. Alexis de Tocqueville said, when he toured the country in the 1830s. He said what made America different from every other country on the face of the earth was not our Constitution, it was not our Congress, it was not our freedom of the press. What made us different from every other nation was the fact that virtually everybody belonged to a social institution or a church. In order for there to be a revival of conservatism, I think there has to be a simple answer to this, and that is that Americans are an unbelievably generous people. We are still the most religious Western country in the world. But that needs to kick up a notch. And we do need more people involved in their community in a way that allows volunteerism and charity to take the place of government and force.
Yeah, there you go. So, I mean,
well, Ben Shapiro asked me to kick it up a notch.
Yeah.
All I did.
That's true.
All I'm doing is kicking it up a notch, Ben.
Yeah. And, did you see the clip, though? The Beto work clip when he talked about, like, taking on the, you know, like, I'm armed, I'm ready for you. Do you remember that?
Ben Shapiro said that to Beto?
The clip.
He was talking about if basically if the state came and they were saying you can't...
LGBTQ indoctrination of your kids, essentially.
Yeah, you can't opt out of that, then he would be waiting at his door with guns.
Yeah,
if people are going to come take his kids and force
them to.
Yeah,
it's 2 weeks
ago. But, I mean,
ago.
This is a guy that is, you know, he's obviously on board with Charlie Kirk.
He's on board
with what they're doing. He won't accept it for his family, but he wants your family to accept it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
One standard for him, another for all of us, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. So there's a picture also of me apparently saying okay is now like a white supremacist hand sign.
Oh, yeah.
So
we
took a picture together, and I think it's time for Ben Shapiro to get. I mean, so what I'm saying is Charlie Kirk is low-hanging fruit here. Low-hanging fruit. We got him. I mean, the guy has no rebuttal for anything. His IQ, not very high, believe me. But people like Stephen Crowder, we saw last night, he's got better rhetorical skills. But Ben Shapiro, he is going to be a lot more difficult to confront with a question. He's going to talk circles around you.
That's all he does. He's like ADD, you know, just goes around everything.
We've got to get very creative. We've got to be very careful. But these kinds of people are not our leaders. We need people who represent us, who represent America first. And this is going to be exciting to watch.
Now, you said you were talking to Crowder. What does he think about all this, if he's told you anything?
I wasn't talking to Crowder.
Okay.
But last night, there was Stephen Crowder live.
Yeah, I tried to see if there was any good questions that were asked.
There was like five or six Groypers. There's the guy holding a giant crucifix in line, and Crowder cut off the questions because he saw it coming.
Mm.
And he grandstanded every question. He would go on and on for 10 minutes at a time. And he's like, oh, my voice hurts. I got to go by. and he never directly answered any of the questions being posed to him. But he was at least a little bit better on degeneracy, right? He did promote some traditional values. But ultimately, he is still working for Mark Levin. He is still working for Conservative Inc. Mm-hmm. He cannot come out and say the things that need to be said to move this culture war into the next phase where we can finally take control of our country again and ultimately bring it back to the natural and the supernatural law, Christianity.
And America is not going to win that culture war if they have if Israel is first, right, before America is.
No way.
And it needs to be recognized that the detriment of what this nation has caused to America from, again, as I said before, from the wiretapping of presidents and important high-up politicians to the USS Liberty to, all kinds of things that are, to the disadvantage of America, both financially too, of course, in terms of how much aid they give and stuff like that. There's weapons deal, they say, and then Israel goes on and sells the technology to China and stuff like that. There's a back-end deal, stabbing America in the back and stuff.
And
there's
Christians
so much
can't
of that,
even proselytize in Israel. They treat Christians like garbage.
I just don't understand how
these Christians are just 100% Israel all the time when they don't like Christians.
They do not like Christians. They do not like Christ. They've rejected him. They have rejected him. They think he's like, what, boiling in a pot of excrement,
right?
Don't they?
That's from the Talmud, I believe.
I do believe it's somewhere in one of their holy books or something like this.
Yeah.
But, I think people are waking up here. People are beginning to wake up. We've got a lot of voices. E. Michael Jones leading this fight, of course, since the mid-90s with Culture Wars magazine, 81 when he started Fidelity magazine. This is the real resistance. This is the real America First that we really need in this country, or else all will be lost.
Well, great having you here, Dave. A good about a half an hour with you here, so we really appreciate your time. Let's have you back on the show soon, Dave.
But yeah, that'd be great.
If there's anything else you want to plug here at the end, please go ahead. Of course, you do have a Twitter if you want to give that out and such.
Sure. You can get me on Twitter at Real Dave Riley, R-E-I-L-L-Y. Nobody can spell it right, at Real Dave Riley. And I always try to get to all of the DMs, or if you tag me, I'll see it. And I know Dr. Jones is running a couple of specials at fidelitypress.org/Christmas, book on sale, Christmas cards. And like I said, tomorrow, the new magazine, Greta Thunberg, Culture Wars magazine coming out tomorrow. You can subscribe to the e-edition for $35. And if you go to college, if you're a student and you have a .edu address, you get $5 off a subscription.
Fantastic. Great. Thank you so much, Dave. Really appreciate it. We'll stay in touch and we'll have you back soon, okay?
Keep up the good
work. Thank you, Henrik. Yeah. Thank you, Lana. Have a great night.
You too. Bye. Take care. Bye. Thanks so much.